Well, it's good to honor the Lord in praises to Him. You know, praising God is basically saying how great He is to Him, and a great reminder for our own soul and the people around us. So I want to kind of pick up where the choir left off last week, and you all left off last week in praising God. Thinking of the young people, you know, the Bible says children, young men and maidens, youth retreat theme, you know, the young people go, they praise God with various songs and all their activities, and, you know, through His Word. Thinking of praises to God, I was reminded of a favorite song of mine back in ancient history, 1986. Steve Green, who was a soloist, he had many albums that blessed many people, but one was entitled For God and God Alone, and the title song was, the words go like this, let everything that lives reserve its truest praise for God and God alone. And you think of the things your heart was glad about this week, and you wanted to give thanks and praise, rightfully so, and the truest praise to God and God alone. Really a reflection of Psalm 48, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And wanted to tell you about a wild secret that might be helpful to you, that my favorite part of church most often, and every part's very important, but my favorite part of church most often is not the sermon. Okay. And hopefully you don't say, amen to that, you know. But the sermon, very important. God's Word, God talking to us in the Bible and through a servant, you know, giving testimony or saying, do this and don't do that, and this is what God says. That's very important. But knowing, you know, even when the Word of God is given out, the story Jesus told, He said it's like a farmer giving seed on the ground. Okay? So give seed on the ground. There's four types of soil. And out of the four types of soil, only one soil out of four really brings forth a good response to the Word of God. And so the three quarters is like, you know, sometimes we're hard-headed and hard-hearted about God's Word. But when we praise God, very much a unifying, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Okay, up and down the pew, hearts giving thanks to Him, glad for who He is, and the limitations of and messages and so on. That's why hopefully the preacher's favorite verse is not in 1 Corinthians 13 where it says, where there are sermons, they will cease. Okay, they will cease. But His praises will go on and on. Greatest of these is love, God's love to us, our love to Him back. But we praise God from everlasting to everlasting. No limits to Christian praise, because there's no limits to God's greatness. When we stop and think about who He is and what He's done for us, oh my. You know, we could live with just, He is risen from the dead. That truth will have our souls be changed. And so praise in the Bible is a big theme. It means to revere God, boast, celebrate, rave, worship, all things we're kind of built for, getting excited about Him. There's some people, when they praise, their not only their heart, which is most important, gets into it, but their words and so forth, and background music and things like that. But then you have sometimes even your hands will praise God, that your hands ring, you know, your hands ring because of needing to know God, or your hands are lifted in some manner. You know, it's a universal sign of praise in any culture you go to when something good happens and when somebody's glad about something, whether you're talking about a church like this or going to middle of North Korea, you know, a bunch of atheists standing around frowning, saying, we're going to bomb somebody. Well, if something good happens, what do? They go, you know, they just, their whole body gets into it. A praise to God, you know, that's your heart kind of lifting hands up to the Lord there. And I'm a reserved person, so usually I praise the Lord like this. But still, the heart prays to God. And it's a wonderful thing. If we don't praise God, we'll praise something else as a point of conviction. You know, we're built to worship. Worship God or worship self. Pretty much where the line is drawn, right down the middle of our heart. Worship the Lord or worship a part of creation, which is idolatry. And it's a sad thing. When we worship a part of creation, we turn a blessing and a good thing into something distorted and twisted. Okay. If you, God gives you a car, you know, and then all of a sudden you're worshiping that car. And people are like, oh, there's something wrong with that, you know. Something wrong with what's going on between the guy in the car or the house or the person, you know. Oh, like that person, you know. But your heart meant for Christ, and then other parts of creation are rightfully brightened. They're brightened by God. And to praise Him, you can never exaggerate about His goodness because His greatness is infinite. And so just a couple things about the praise of God. Enjoying God for who He is, honoring Him. And, of course, thanks goes along with it. I'm not going to be so pedantic in defining praise. You know when you're praising and you know when you're not. Praising God is waking up to God's presence in a God-saturated world. Dallas Willard, a Christian brother, made that point. And God is everywhere. You know, there's no place we can go that He's not. So we could praise Him wherever we are. He's available to be known. And at this point, even though it's a terrible thing, God is good. God is good. A man tells a story of being in a mission situation among a leprosy ministry. And so they had chapel for those suffering from leprosy. And he said, we're going to close the service now. Any other requests for singing? And one dear gal didn't have any hands and very deformed said, Let's sing Count Your Blessings, you know, Count Your Many Blessings. And then people were just very moved that here's a gal, very injured in every way, and yet she says, oh, God bless me more than all my problems for sure. And so give God credit for what He's doing. Give life to 7 billion people. That's what He's doing today. Offers the gift of eternal life. 2 billion have said, oh, I think I believe in Jesus, you know, with some sincerity. We don't know for sure, but we focus on God, and then even sin is something not overcome by the light. Light shines in the darkness. Darkness doesn't overcome it. Don't turn into a crabby Christian who looks at sin, you know, for the next week. And that's just all sin. Yeah, look at that sin. That's a sin too. Look at that sin. Get your head out of the sin and fix your thoughts on Jesus. He'll send you with good news to the brokenness of sin. And here's part of a testimony by a Christian brother, Pastor Charles, which you could identify with a bit, I think. He says, may my words be filled with praise to God for His extraordinary, surprising grace. I desire that everybody who hears of my deliverance from hell and my blessed salvation would rejoice with me. So he kind of, every day, oh, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm doing better than I deserved here. Quote Psalm 34, I'll exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. And then this one, praise to God who lifts our burdens. Those who go through the hardest trials often praise Him the loudest. Because see what God does for us. And our praise to God gets us ready for new responsibilities in our Lord's service. So it's thank you, Lord, for you. And I know in my own life, in devotions, favorite part of devotions is a time of thank you, God, I can talk to you. You're great. Favorite part of worship, again, giving praise to God. We need to receive word from Him, that's for sure. And then other blessings that He gives. And so here's some things to keep in mind. In trouble, I can worship or I can whine. And that doesn't minimize the pain we have. God mourns with us. We mourn with those who mourn. But we still worship Him. That was from Mrs. DeMoss there. Fanny Crosby gave testimony to the Lord in her songs. She was blind. One of her songs said, "Healer of wounded hearts, your praises we sing." So she thought of God as a healer of wounded hearts. And for you, there's comfort in pain. There's encouragement for disappointment. You know, and there's comfort in grief when we do praise and worship Him. Job, who lost everything, he bowed and worshiped God. And, you know, I'm speaking to you just as a Christian to Christian and a pastor and from the Bible. When you're hurting, worship God. Okay. It really allows you to know His help. It doesn't say, you know, well, just forget about your problems and, you know, and all that. You just worship God and He'll meet you. Matthew Henry, Bible scholar, he was robbed, beaten up by two thieves, or almost beaten. He said, "I praise God I was never robbed before. I praise God they took my money but didn't take my life. And I praise God I was robbed but not the robber." Okay? And if somebody tries to rob you, you know, why are they robbing you? They're desperate. It's all get out. You know, somebody robs you, say, "Well, here's a 20 you forgot. You know, there you go." Or a 5 or whatever. Somebody comes in your house, "We're robbing you." The great story of literature is when somebody robs you and they, you know, say, "Hey, wait a minute, take this lamp. This is valuable. You should get some, you'll be able to get something for that." You know. And you win them over with the goodness. That's like, "Oh my. Here's the money back. I can't rob you." You know, things like that occur as you point people to the goodness of the Savior. So we worship, we praise God for God, all the great attributes He has. He's light, the shepherd, merciful, holy, forgiving. You just make your list of praise to Him. Praise Him for His forgiveness to you. Because we're forgiven much, we love much. And you say, "Well, I don't feel like I'm a loving person." It's not the feelings, it's not a personality type. But if you know you're forgiven much, I mean, you are on a mission to love with the love of God. And so we could do that. Praise God as a expression of loving obedience. God's children love to praise Him. Ella Ray and Ethan and all the little ones, you know, ask him, "Tell us about your parents." "Oh, they're great, you know. Woo!" And that's how we are with the Lord. Praise God for His faithful friendship. In no way He'll cast us out. And, of course, praise God for Jesus. As Augustine put, you know, the one, and this is you if you know the Lord. The one who has Christ has everything. Your soul has found contentment, and God Himself, He who has Christ, everything except Christ, has nothing. What a sad way to live. And then he who has Christ plus everything doesn't have anything more than he who has Christ. It's the praises of God's children. They're strong across the board. And so your life is like that. And remember, it's both in word, it's an offering to Him, and in deed, and also in gathering. Don't forget the gathering part. I mentioned at the first service, you know, it was probably 40 years after the resurrection when God had to say in His Bible, you know, don't forget to meet together, and don't give up doing that, because at the beginning, God's people just gravitated to worshiping Him and being with each other. And you see that at the end of the Gospels and also through the book of Acts. So thank you for that, because it's true. Your life is a praise to God. And it's like the heavenly choir honoring Him And so you ask God to help you be faithful in your praise. Let's pray together. Lord, we just say with the old song, as a lot of these songs praise you this morning, praise you, Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Nothing good in our lives that we can't say that came from God. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, you heavenly host. And praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to close this.